Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beginning November 13th, brighten your holidays at the Disneyland Resort during the Diamond Celebration. Sail into a small world holiday and catch the Paint the Night Parade after dark at Disneyland Park. Over at Disney California Adventure Park, enjoy the festive World of Color Winter Dreams and cruise into wacky holiday fun in Cars Land. The happiest place on earth just got merrier.
You're wondering where Ed is. Did you see the Thanksgiving Day Parade from New York this morning? Ed is back there. He was the host of that. That's a beautiful parade back there.
Yes, it is.
So Doc moves over here, and filling in for Doc is Mr. Thunderbolt, Mr. Tommy Newsom. And I checked with Tom today. We're all tracing our ancestors back because people want to see if they had any people who were pilgrims. And Tommy traced his ancestors back to Plymouth, Massachusetts. Well, you know this or not, but Tommy's great, great, great grandfather was Plymouth Rock.
Good old Johnny Carson jokes. Yeah! Let's start out the Wednesday before Thanksgiving with a little taste of Wham. Drink it in, bitch.
Every day I hear
today, action-packed as always, we got a bunch of crap. Six things that you must watch on this Thanksgiving four-day, five-day break. Sal Cerencioni will join us at 6:40. I guarantee he screws it up again.
Sal!
We have the true story of Thanksgiving from Thanksgiving, the truth-talking turkey.
I hope Gray Drake. I hope it's done in a lighthearted, fun way, because I'm sure the facts will be less than lighthearted and fun.
It depends on your point of view, I think.
Yeah.
Gray is going to tell us what's happening in the world of movies in the theaters. We have a turkey race today. Who are our players?
The contestants are Josh Flieger, our assistant to the program director, and our receptionist, Matt Harris. And Danny is setting up quite the course in the hallway.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, we're going to give you today's password. We're attempting to give away two.
Just whisper it to me. Just tell me.
I will not. We attempt to give away two family four packs, one at 7, one at 8. Our Thanksgiving calls continue, and we welcome in John Ireland. So, if you don't listen to all 4 hours, you will miss something, or possibly die. Oh. I would recommend you stay here. We've got something pretty crazy happening in the world of the NBA. We'll come back and share that with you in 5 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning. So the world champion Golden State Warriors set a new record for the best start in the NBA's 70-year history on Tuesday night when they beat the Lakers 111-77. The Warriors are now 16-0. Warriors star Steph Curry is asked about the team's 16-0 start.
That's on the win. I gotta ask, though, is this Warriors team losing anytime soon?
We hope not. I mean, trying to play at a high level every night. Pretty cool accomplishment to start the season 16-0 and do something that's never done in NBA history. So we got to keep it going. I mean, a lot of season left, but we're on the right track.
So before Panther games, we have this gigantic bass drum because the theme for the Panthers is keep pounding.
Oh.
And so every game, they have a celebrity come out and bang the drum four times.
Right.
Steph Curry is from Charlotte.
Oh.
So the stadium blew up that dude came out and hit that drum.
Let's see, 111-77. That's 23 plus carry the 11. That's 34 points. That's a drubbing.
That's not even showing up for the game.
That's not good.
Danny. Oh, Danny's busy.
They're the defending champs, man. What do you want? If the Lakers were 16-0, you wouldn't give them this much love.
Danny, 30 how many points?
34.
All right. It's a rebuilding season.
This hasn't started yet.
16 games in, he's already given up. Love that. That's just good stuff. Now, this next thing I'm actually entertained by. Next Friday, there's not going to be a show, a Mark in the Morning show, because I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. The reason being Dave Beezing, who is our program director. Program director is the guy that bills this radio station. If you love the sound, then you love Dave, because that's what Dave did. And then Fred Jacobs, who is our consultant. He consults morning shows, radio stations. They, too, invited me to come to Washington, D.C. for a radio conference. And there's some kid, and I'm sorry, I don't know his name. Let's say his name is John Smith.
Oh.
He made himself an internet sensation by doing a radio show on the internet. And he's young. He's like 24 or whatever.
Zach
and
then, Sang or something like that.
Zach Sang. Okay.
Is that right?
Sounds right. So the idea was to have the old school guy who made it through the ranks by climbing up the ladder or radio station
right.
to radio station.
Hookers and blow, sure.
And exactly. And trust me, the 70s, I don't even remember, which is awesome. And then new school, this kid.
Right.
So I got the official. I've had to sign 18 documents. I don't know why or what the hell. We're just going to sit on the stage and Fred's going to interview us. So I got the document. It's the Zach Sang and Mark Thompson show.
Uh-oh.
45 years and the kid gets billing.
Mm.
Wow. Wow. And he and his name starts with Z, for crying out loud, dude. You got taken to the house.
You're cool with this? Are you going to take the high road or are you going to make some demands?
No. It's ridiculous. Those things don't bother me. I actually laughed out loud when I saw it.
I guess they're going by last initial, S&C.
Just barely.
That's what they did there. By the way, there will be a show.
Oh, you guys are going to come in?
She's not, but I'll be here dancing as fast as I can. Here we go.
Mark and I have better things to do, but Andy will be here crying by himself.
Yep. You'll be able to hear my whimpering in between the spot breaks. It'll be good.
So, Andy, you'll be here on that Friday. I thought you said there will be a show.
Uh-huh. I hear you.
That was funny.
That was good.
Gina, I got a gift for you.
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah. Oh. Yay! In my head for 3 days. And I only know the first line.
So during commercial breaks, Gina won't even know she's doing it. No. She's doing prep and she's singing this song.
But here's the thing. You know that wobble wobble is going to end the next line in gobble gobble.
Gobble gobble, yeah.
You got that much.
That's true. Okay, so I do know this.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
All he knows is just one word.
Okay.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
That's three words.
That's three words.
Oh, that's too good.
Thank you, Mark. I'm going to miss that song.
Well, this is interesting. Coldplay is set to give an amateur crooner from Washington, D.C. his first big break. Frontman Chris Martin says the singing voice of President Barack Obama will feature on the band's forthcoming album, A Head Full of Dreams. It is due to be released next month. Quote, "We have a tiny clip of the president singing Amazing Grace. Because of the historical significance of what he did, and also that the song being about, I was once lost, but now I'm found." According to The Sun, a person close to the band said they received permission from Obama himself and the Charleston church where he recorded it.
Yeah, do you remember when he did this? He got up and gave that beautiful speech after that horrific church shooting, and they started doing Amazing Grace, and he kind of Frank Sinatra, sang it. But it was beautiful, and this will be interesting.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm a fan of Coldplay. Coldplay fans, raise your hand.
Yeah, they kind of were ubiquitous on their last album.
What does that mean?
Everywhere and inescapable, like Adele. And I think this break that we're getting from Coldplay is lovely, but their first album, I thought, was a masterpiece.
Jackie, how you doing today?
I'm happy. No work tomorrow.
Yeah.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Tamales.
Tamales. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, on the other side of business, tonight is a unique night in that out of 365 days in a year, tonight is the best night to go to a bar.
Ooh.
I'll explain why. Oh. That's in 5 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning. Yes, Thanksgiving Eve is the best night to go to a bar. Do you have any plans this Thanksgiving Eve? Maybe you should, because it actually might be the best night to go to a bar and enjoy a cocktail. Reasons being, you're not working tomorrow, so you can sleep in. Most of your high school friends and college buddies will be in town.
That's true.
You get to see which of your old high school classmates got fat and ugly.
Oh, my God.
And you can possibly hook up with an ex-girlfriend from high school and do some parking lot banging.
Oh. That's not a bad idea.
Nice.
And also, your friends and family are back in town. That's, you know, hey, let's go out and... That's actually a good idea. I think I would like to change Thanksgiving Eve, though, to Thanksgiving. What do you think? Think it's going to catch on?
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
So, we're doing a thing today. We decided to bring in, make and bring in recipes, dishes that were our favorite from our childhood at Thanksgiving. So, everybody's made theirs.
Almost everybody.
Who didn't?
I did. Well,
I don't mean to out him.
And I didn't bring something from my childhood.
Danny
got two frozen turkeys to race today. Danny was busy.
What am I supposed to do with those?
And tape.
Well, later on in the 7 o'clock hour, Amy's going to get up. She'll be in the kitchen upstairs making my mother's sausage balls.
Ooh.
And I'm going to tell you, and we're going to put all the recipes up on Mark in the Morning. If you're going to a party or you're hosting one, these sausage balls will be gone in 5 minutes. They're that freaking good.
I am interested, because I was thinking about this yesterday, I am interested to know the difference between sausage balls and meatballs. So hopefully you reveal that.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And it's so easy to make and so freaking good.
So a little later on, you're going to have balls in your mouth.
Well, it is Wednesday.
And it is it's the first time. On the other side of Jackson Brown, we're going to sit through a Mike TV, and it's pretty good, he says.
Through.
Yeah, we get to sit through it. Not have to, get to.
Okay.
Here's Jackson Brown on Mark in the Morning.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, I do. And as Andy mentioned, Adele is everywhere, and she was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and Jimmy does this thing where he takes the music guests into their music room and he gives them classroom instruments and they play.
I love it when
hit.
They do that. It's awesome.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's awesome. So they did Hello, Adele's hit right now. Play it.
Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet.
Like the concertina, harmonic or the accordion.
And just FYI, we have ukuleles, a kazoo, bongos, hand clappers, wood blocks, all kinds of good instruments.
So then, it's pretty awesome. Then on the other side of the channel, on Channel 7, Jimmy Kimmel had Bob Downey, Robert Downey Jr. on.
Bob Downey?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're buds, so I call him Bob Downey. And did you know there was a California Hall of Fame and Bob's in it? Play it, Andy.
What do you have to do to get inducted into the California Hall of Fame?
You gotta go to Sacramento.
That's it?
Well, Governor Brown and the First Lady do that, and it's for their California Museum. And so I went up there, and it was great. Along with Charles M. Schultz and Bruce Lee, Christy Namaguchi, who I got to rub elbows with for a little while.
Nice.
Very exciting for me.
Well, a couple of those people are deceased, but that's a very good group.
Yeah. I'd rather do it when I'm here. And I'm not sure, but I think I might be the first inductee who's been in the correctional system.
Oh.
There you go. There's Mike TV.
I love that.
Good dog.
He's so likable.
Yeah.
And hot.
Just a month after she went public with a terminal cancer diagnosis, trumpeter Cynthia Robinson, an original member and mainstay of Sly and the Family Stone, she passed away yesterday at the age of 69. Mm. The native of Sacramento, California, made a splash and danced to the music, warning all the squares go home and getting name checked by Sly in the song. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with the rest of the band in 1993.
Is there anything more badass than a female trumpet player?
Oh, yeah.
That Larry Graham bass in there.
Wish we could have a party.
Last night, thank God, it came to a halt. Linda spends way too much time thinking and putting together the Thompson family Christmas card. 5 different times we would go to Snapfish. She had sent me 50 different pictures that I had to upload to my computer so we can put them on the thing. And she didn't like the way that looked, and we would abandon it. And then we come back and try it again. She didn't like the way that looked. We abandoned it. Finally, Amy's in town. They sat down, figured it out, got it done, ordered it. Don't have to worry about it anymore.
Nice.
Now, will any of us be the recipient of the Thompson family Christmas card?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. And we don't do it like anybody else.
Oh.
Our Christmas card has cuss words on it.
Wait a second. I seem to remember a certain performance here at the Sound Sessions where you said, okay, this is the picture for the Thompson family card.
Yes, and that was part of the frustration. Linda's idea was a photograph with Thompson family and John Waite.
Yeah.
John spells his last name W-A-I-T-E. And Linda's idea was to use that as the Christmas card and to say, we can't wait for Christmas.
Nice.
I don't get it.
Nobody in the family could agree on a photograph that they looked good in. So it was scrapped. Now, I'm telling you, this Christmas card thing is just, it's nuts.
I got last year's, and there were about 72 pictures on it.
Yeah. There's three. Because Linda wanted to go with 6, and it didn't look right, and we abandoned it. It's over. I just stay to the side. I don't have any opinions. I say, that looks good. That's fine. I just stay to the side.
It's finished.
It's over. Don't have to worry about it. Okay. On the other side of business, Carly Simon, she's written a book. It's out now. It's called Boys in the Trees. She, in the book, talks about an encounter that she and her sister had with Sean Connery. And it's pretty damn funny. I'll come back and share that with you in 5 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning. It cuts her off every time at 11. You'd think we could get it right. The latest dish in Carly Simon's memoir, Boys in the Trees, concerns Sean Connery.
There are places I'll remember all my life.
According to Simon, she and her sister Lucy had a folk duo together at the time when they met the Scottish James Bond on an ocean liner in 1965. She recalls him as far handsomer in person, and she says he told them about taking LSD. But the best bit in her story is that he suggested a Simon Sisters sandwich.
Oh, my.
According to the memoir, they declined the offer of a three-way, although Lucy did spend the night with him alone, which pissed Carly off, and there was a rift for years between the sisters.
Wow.
Over that. Yeah.
Wow. It could have made a Sean sandwich.
By the way, before we go to trending, every single day, Andy does this, and I giggle every single time. Like, if I want to get up, we're in a commercial break, I want to get up and go make a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. I'll say to Andy, Andy, how long do I have? And he'll always say, 6, maybe 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I giggle at it every single day. Let's find out what's trending. Here is Miss Gina Grad.
Well, a police officer has been charged with murder after killing 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in Chicago last year. The CDC says at least 19 E. coli infections have been linked to Costco chicken salad. Mm. And here's what's trending in sports. Bad news for Mark Thompson. Uh-oh. The NFL has suspended Carolina Panthers defensive end Frank Alexander without pay for a minimum of 1 year for violating the policy and program for substances of abuse for a third time.
Jesus, Frank, we're in the middle of an undefeated season. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What did he do? Do we know?
I don't know.
I think he took some substances.
Man, if it's marijuana, that just makes me irate. It's not a performance-enhancing drug.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. I'll look it up. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we reshare our conversation with David Letterman. But first, little Mr. Mellencamp. This is Mark in the Morning.
I wish I had a dollar for every time Gina says, we don't know. I'll look it up.
Hold on.
Well, as you know, Thanksgiving is almost here, which is time to gather around loved ones that you haven't seen in a while. And we have one person we haven't heard from in a very long time, and that's David Letterman. He's on the phone right now. Thanks for calling in, Dave. Oh, sorry.
Thanks for having me, Mark. And yes, this is my first Thanksgiving as a retiree.
Ha! It's going to be quite a feast, Dave.
Yes, it is, Paul.
So Paul is there with you, Dave?
Yes, of course. He's always here, every day.
Ha! I've got no place to go, Dave.
Anyway, I hold in my hand the top ten things I'm going to be serving this Thanksgiving. Here we go. Number 10, a restraining order from Paul.
Ha! Good one, Dave. Such a funny joke.
Right. Joke. Number 9, I'm going to serve a delicious peanut butter pie for dessert. It's a recipe that's been passed down in my family for generations.
Ha! But I'm allergic to peanuts, Dave.
Yeah. Number 8, my famous peanut oil glazed turkey.
Ha! Again, I should mention that I'm allergic to peanuts, Dave. That turkey would kill me.
Yeah, it kind of seems that you're intentionally trying to harm Paul, David.
Oh, nonsense. Number 7, candied yams. And by candied, I mean covered in Baby Ruth, Snickers, peanut M&Ms, and circus peanuts. And although I know they aren't actual peanuts, I will be stuffing them with peanuts.
Okay, now you're literally concocting dishes with which to murder me, Dave.
I don't know what you're talking about, Paul. Number 6, we will skip right to the after-dinner activity, which will be relaxing in a nice chunky peanut butter bath. That's right, Paul. I have filled my tub with gallons and gallons of crunchy peanut butter, and I'm inviting you to bathe in it.
That will most certainly spell certain doom, putting me into an early grave, David.
Yeah, Dave, I'm sorry. I know he annoys you, but I really can't let you endanger Paul like that. Paul, you're more than welcome to come to our house for Thanksgiving dinner this year.
Oh, that sounds pretty tempting, Mark. I'll bathe in the peanut butter with you, Paul. Oh, sorry, Mark. I'm going to have to decline. I'm going with the peanut butter bath.
But that'll kill you, Paul.
But what a way to go.
Thanks for calling in, fellas.
Oh, I can't wait to perish in your arms, Dave. Embracing you in a sea of deadly peanut butter, David.
It exfoliates the skin, kids.
Thanks for calling in, guys.
Happy Turkey Day, guys.
Thanks.
So I have the best comedy writer in all of radio, and I have the best voice actor in all of radio. That right there was Eric. He was doing both David Letterman and Paul Schaefer.
Yeah.
I didn't know this existed. He has a vast number of voices that he does. But since we're doing our last show before Thanksgiving, his name, the voice actor's name, is Eric Harthen. Here's Eric doing Little Richard.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce. Woo!
That sounds like it's a drop from a movie, from a Thanksgiving movie. It's so good. It's so absolutely great.
Now, as I mentioned, we're all going to be bringing in recipes of stuff that we used to like as kids during Thanksgiving. Tonight, for our pre-Thanksgiving meal, Linda is going to make her macaroni and cheese casserole.
Oh,
so here's what she did.
Give me.
She just mixes up Kraft macaroni and cheese. We went to honey baked ham, and we bought ham chunked up into little bite sized pieces. Mm. And she folds that into the macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Then she mixes in some sour cream, and that goes into a casserole dish. She covers it with half an inch of cheddar cheese, shredded cheddar cheese on the top, into the oven for 30 minutes on 350. It firms it up. When it comes out, it's macaroni and cheese cake.
Mm.
It's like lasagna.
It's hard to believe that that's low calorie.
Trust me, we're going to just drink salt tonight. Mashed potatoes, sausage balls, and then a pickle relish tray.
Have the girls started on your balls yet?
They have not. I'm going to go make sure Amy's up in a minute because she's going to make them, and then she'll come down here and try one. Sausage balls. Okay. On the other side of the Stones, man, I'm going to share the six things that you must watch this Thanksgiving holiday, when and where you can watch them. Six. That's right after Beast of Burden. This is the Stones, man, on Mark in the Morning. All right, according to CNN, the following six shows are must-see television for you on this Thanksgiving holiday. Number one, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, Thursday morning, 9 Eastern on NBC. This year's parade live from New York will include Mariah Carey, Daughtry, Panic at the Disco, Plain White Tees, Questlove, and Jordan Sparks.
Oh, you had me at Daughtry.
They need to stop calling it a parade because it isn't. It's a television show that's got a stage.
Yeah.
A parade walks by you. So stop with it. Number two, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Tuesday at 8, ABC. It might not be as well known as the Peanuts Christmas or Halloween specials, but Snoopy's Thanksgiving meal consisting of popcorn, toast, and jelly beans makes it a classic in and of itself.
I don't remember it. Now that you say it. I remember the Great Pumpkin, and I know that Christmas,
Halloween,
but I don't know. I don't think I remember how this one goes.
Then you and Silas need to belly up. Okay. Need to check it out. Number three, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Mm. This 1987 comedy favorite stars Steve Martin as a man who just wants to get his home to his family in time for Thanksgiving, but then he runs into traveling salesman Del Griffith.
Del. Oh. Why did you kiss my ear? Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Ah! Oh! 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 Oh!
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game, hell of a game.
They can't even deal with it. These are the six must-watch television shows for the Thanksgiving holiday. Number four, Scream Queens, Tuesday, 9 p.m. on Fox. After three Halloween episodes, the horror comedy takes on Thanksgiving, and turkeys may not be the only thing that gets sliced this year.
So hopefully you taped that last night.
Yes, Tuesday at 9. However, this one, The Goldbergs, Thursday, tonight, 9:30 ABC. The 1980s family has Thanksgiving in this encore of last week's episode. Barry Goldberg's ultra-patriotic tribute to the holiday is one of the funnier moments of this season. And number six, Mystery Science Theater 3000, today at noon, YouTube. The cult favorite 1990s series poking fun at cheesy movies is currently raising funds for a new season, but six surprise classic episodes will stream live through the afternoon and the evening of Thanksgiving for those looking for an alternative to football. So there you go. Oh, right. We have a retraction, Gina.
Yeah. All right, so here, let me just read you a couple of texts real quick. When we saw...
Let's set the stage here.
Yeah, I'm about to.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce! Woo-hoo!
So when we saw Eric Harthen post that, Eric, whenever, you know, he's our maven of voices, whenever he posts something, it's because he did it. So we go, oh my God, Eric, that was amazing. We're going to play that. And I said, we're going to play that this morning. He said, awesome. That clip makes me so happy. Happy Thanksgiving. And then a few minutes later, I'm listening to it. And I wrote, that is you, right? Well, after we gave him all that praise, lumped it upon him, he said, no, that's Little Richard. Richard, I'm not that good. It's from the Geico ad a few years ago. I go, well, we just did a whole segment on how good that was, so you better effing learn it. He goes, I said on SoundCloud that it was Little Richard from a Geico ad. People will remember. S. And I said, don't worry. He goes, I can't get that high of a register. I go, stop worrying. It's okay. So that was in fact Little Richard, and Eric Harthen just had a heart attack.
So when I said, that sounds like a clip from something from years ago.
Geico ad.
Okay, you've got 4 days to learn it, Richard.
These 2 feet are jumping into Andrew's Classic Rock Time Capsule, brought to you by Bristol Farms, your everything for Thanksgiving store.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Let's do it. Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. It is Wednesday. It is November the 25th, which I wrote wrong on my paper, and I'm now correcting. Wednesday. Important to keep tidy notes. Here's the quiz. How does John Lennon sign the letter returning his MBE medal to Queen Elizabeth II? Does he sign it John Lennon of Bag, John Ono the Wiser, Happy Christmas, John and Yoko, John Winston, Ono Lennon, or Your John? Think about that. The answer's coming really soon. Let's start by rolling it way back to this day in 1949 that Bill Robinson dies at the age of 71. Any idea who Bill Robinson is? Anybody?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Well, he's the guy from the Shirley Temple movies. Listen.
Now, you just watch. I went to the market for to get some beef. And the beef's so tough, and I couldn't get enough. $5.
Tap dancing, so good.
A great big hog, and the hog so fat, and I couldn't get back.
That's from The Little Colonel, and he was also in Rebecca, Sunnybrook Farm, and several others. When he dies, 32,000 people attend his funeral, awesome. Which Ed Sullivan personally pays for.
Wow.
Bill had another name you might know that he went by, Bojangles.
Spoke your tears of 15 years, how his dog and him.
Nitty-gritty dirt band doing Mr. Bojangles.
The dog up and died. Up and died.
So Mr. Bojangles died on this day. I don't know if he upped and died or if he just died, but he died. This date, is it too soon? This date in history, the Who have their first, last, and only top 10 hit in America. What is it? Any idea? Mm-hmm. Only top 10 for the Who?
My generation.
It was 1967. That's a good guesses.
Oh.
But no, it's actually this one. I can see 4 miles. And that's got bass for miles. Yeah, hard to believe that's their only top 10 hit ever.
The night ain't no more Dixie down. Ugh. When all the bells are ringing.
Last Waltz is danced on this day in 1976. The band filmed their final concert with their original lineup, and some buddies show up to help them celebrate. Bob Dylan comes out to celebrate his old touring band. Eric Clapton, Neil Young, Muddy Waters also appears. The whole thing is filmed by Martin Scorsese for that movie, The Last Waltz. Pretty great. Finally, 31 years ago today, Bob Geldof and his pals remind us that it's Christmas time in Africa.
And there won't be snow.
That's right. Do They Know It's Christmas Time, recorded by Band-Aid in order to raise money for famine relief in Ethiopia.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Noble cause and an ensemble effort by Paul McCartney, Phil Collins, U2, Sting, and you know the others. Only problem I have with this song is that line that I just played a second ago. See, there's never snow in Africa, people. Unless you're on Mount Kilimanjaro, there's no snow. Maybe Africa's oblivious to Christmas because the largest religion on the continent is Islam. Just a thought. I'm just thinking. Just spitballing here. Okay, so back to our quiz. How does John Lennon sign the letter returning his MBE to Queen Elizabeth II? Is it John Lennon of Bag, John Ono the Wiser, Happy Christmas, John and Yoko, John Winston, Ono Lennon, or Your John, Mark?
There is an inflection the way you said Your John.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds as though, with him returning something, that he would try to be endearing. I'm going with Your John.
Hmm. I'm
going to
piggyback on that.
Yeah, I just made that crap up.
Oh.
The answer is John Lennon of Bag. That's right. This is John Lennon, John and Yoko's bagism kick, speaking to people from inside a huge white paper bag in different places to focus attention on their message over their appearance, which was just utter horse crap. But we're going to give the stage to The Who. They're not horse crap. They're going to play us out on Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule, and you are listening to Mark in the Morning.
I've invited Kim Kardashian, but I told her don't bring Kanye. I'm putting together the guest list for my birthday party at Disneyland Resort on December the 8th. Excuse me. And I definitely want you to be there. Plus, you get to bring three people, so a family of four, to enjoy the wonder of the holidays at Disneyland Resort. They're really doing it right this year because it's part of Disneyland Resort's Diamond Celebration. We'll hang out all day and ride the rides, catch the Christmas Fantasy Parade, and do whatever we want. Then we make everybody else leave and the party begins, and it's going to get crazy.
But Mark, to get an invitation, that's what it says on the script.
Exactly how it was written.
That's exactly how it was written. To get an invitation, they have to know today's secret password.
I will now reveal the super secret.
Do you need a lozenge?
It would be great. Password.
No, not yet. First, let's give everybody time to get something to write this on. I hold in my right hand a black Sharpie. I will now write the password on Katie's left forearm. You ready, Katie?
Ready, Dad.
Gina, what is today's super secret birthday party password?
Today's password is lounge.
Andy, use it in a sentence.
Mark once crapped his pants at the Polo Lounge.
Lounge is the password. You gotta know it. Don't be an idiot like that guy yesterday. Instead of getting an invitation to the party, he got divorce papers. Daddy, fly in Tinkerbell, the official Mark in the Morning helicopter with the phone number we're calling.
There goes Tink, and while he does that, I will mention that hit. I will mention that this phone number was given to us on markinthemorning.com. Give us your phone number and we might call you. All our Mark in the Morning network listeners in California are eligible.
All right, Jackie, where are we calling?
San Pedro.
Ooh.
All right.
What's that song you?
You said San Pedro. Ooh.
Land of the ducks.
Yeah, like you're calling Bali or something. Ooh.
Exotic. Speak to Julie. Hi, Julie. It's Jackie calling for Mark in the Morning. Can I put you on the radio? Okay. Very giggly. There you go.
Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful, thank you.
What are you doing right now?
I was just signing into work.
Out of interest, are you listening to the radio right now?
I am.
All right, then you're going to need to share with me the super secret birthday party password.
It's lounge.
That is correct. You and three others are going to meet with us on December the 8th for Disney Party Fun.
What's so funny?
It's awesome.
She's happy. Because I was just listening to her, and my boyfriend says, listen for the word and make sure you let me know what it is in case they call me. I'm like, okay. So I was just texting him the word, and he just called.
That's so awesome.
Well, congratulations. Weird. Congratulations.
Thank
we'll
you.
See
Thank
you on the 8th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
See ya.
Now we're going to bye. We're going to call someone else at 8 a.m. More calls around 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. today. Find out everything you need to know by texting PARTY to the number 21003. Standard messaging rates apply. That's PARTY to the number 21003. No passwords tomorrow or Friday. The next password is Monday at 7.
Lounge.
Nice.
Password's lounge.
Yep.
Lounge.
On the other side of Cheap Trick, Gray Drake tells us about the movies that are in the box office this weekend. And word is, this Rocky movie, Creed, is off the charts great. But Gray will tell us. That's right after Cheap Trick. I want you to want me. This is Mark in the Morning. I just ran upstairs to see if Amy's up yet because she's going to make sausage balls for us. Linda had just gotten back from the grocery store, so I had to help unload the car, and I'm completely out of breath.
Wait, what?
What?
You're in the middle of a show.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. It's, we're doing a broadcast here. You know that, right?
Well, it's just, hey, I made it back in time.
You
shut
sure
up.
Did.
Gray Drake joins us now. Gray, the word we're hearing is that Creed is off the charts good.
It absolutely is. Can I put on my cliche hat for a second?
Yes.
Creed is a knockout.
Ah, well done.
There you go. You're welcome. Thankful for me yet?
Absolutely.
So, Michael B. Jordan, who was in the ill-fated Fantastic Four in the summer and a really good movie called Fruitvale Station, he comes in and breathes a whole bunch of new life into this franchise, along with the director of Fruitvale Station, Ryan Coogler. So Sylvester Stallone is the most underestimated filmmaker in Hollywood. I'm calling it right now. Because this is the first Rocky movie he didn't direct in a long time, and it's the best decision he's made.
Wow.
Yeah, tons of energy, exactly what we want from Rocky. It reminds us why we loved that first film so much. Michael B. Jordan plays Adonis, who is Apollo Creed's illegitimate son, and he goes to Rocky to learn how to box. The rest is history. There's tons of blood in it. What better way to celebrate Thanksgiving than watching people punch each other? Yes!
Oh, what about the tomato meter?
Certified fresh, guys.
Tomatometer? Mark was busy taunting me.
Yeah, wait, would you guys like to get on board for just a hot minute while we do a segment?
Sorry.
I'm here for you, Greg.
Sorry, Greg.
I'm paying attention, Greg.
What was the tomato meter on?
No, listen, it is 93% certified fresh.
Wow.
It is the pick closest to my heart. Punch, punch, punch. We're done.
Wow.
So we have got a great movie in theaters for families. However, if punching isn't your thing, then you can watch Pixar's The Good Dinosaur. And that film, now there's a certain amount of science you have to buy into to watch this film, so I think some people might have trouble with it. But there was an asteroid back in the day that hit the Earth, wiped out the dinosaurs, and the good dinosaur supposes that asteroid missed the Earth, and we've got cute little cave babies best friends with dinosaurs.
Aww.
It's adorable. Yeah, so as per usual with Pixar. Yeah, now, as per usual with Pixar, kids 1 to 100 are going to love it. And, you know, the adults in the middle are going to cry their eyes out and question all their life choices.
Hey, Greg, so can I ask you something about that?
I
mentioned this yesterday, and I thought, I wonder how we're going to look back at this particular moment in animation with all the faces that look kind of like wooden dolls. You think we're going to look back on that kindly or not?
I think that time is very unkind to technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that we are eventually going to be watching movies on our personal virtual reality systems
right.
And laugh at the ridiculous Pixar.
Got it.
Not for the story, but just for technological limitations. But what you'll find in The Good Dinosaur is leaps and bounds ahead of other animated films. So it's going to look amazing.
And right,
and
themes like these are Pixar films. This, Finding Nemo, Cars, those are Pixar. And I think that maybe, Gina, you're talking about Frozen and that kind of stuff
where
they tend to be a little bit more doll.
But even this
shaped.
Little boy, who's super cute in the trailer in The Good Dinosaur, has that sort of wooden doll face as well. So I wonder how we're going to look back on this genre.
I don't think we'll look out back on it great, but hopefully in the future we'll still have hearts beating in our chest, so we'll still like them.
Yeah.
So there's one final film that is, I'm not sure who this film is for, to be honest with you. Victor Frankenstein, or Frankenstein.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Starring Harry Potter and Professor X, a.k.a. Daniel Radcliffe and James McAvoy. And this film is the classic Frankenstein tale, but it's told with a twist, like they all have to be told with today. And it's from the point of view of Igor, for Mel Brooks fans. And it's crazy, it's funny, it's violent, the critics hate it. And so this is not the world's safest bet, but it's rated PG-13, so if you got some younger kids in the house, they might be very excited by the prospect of this. It is 19% rotten.
Ooh.
I might not even watch that on an airplane.
Ouch.
Gray Drake is the senior editor for Rotten Tomatoes. Gray, where is Thanksgiving for you this year?
Thanksgiving is currently in Denver, Colorado, where I have on my comfy pants. And
oh, nice.
Mark, I do have a very important question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you hired someone to jump out of your 60th birthday cake?
I have not.
Oh, wait a second. I like where this is going.
Wow.
Okay. So here's my pitch. I have very many costumes available for any theme you want, including Naughty Nurse, Judy Jetson, Sexy Fidel Castro.
You know what, Gray? You pick.
Ooh. You're going to be sorry you said that.
OMG.
Wow. Gray, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week for the first week of Christmas crap.
Woo! Christmas crap's my favorite crap.
Gray, we'll talk to you soon.
See you, Gray.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
We're going to have an instant survey. What do you think? Should retailers be open on Thanksgiving? That is the subject of today's Mark in the Morning instant survey. If you're not driving, text either open or closed to the number 21003. Standard messaging rates apply. We're following the results and we'll have the final tabulation at 8:55 this morning on Mark in the Morning. That's open or closed to 21003.
Are there people waiting in line right now?
Oh,
in front of retailers?
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Which we need to talk about.
Call us if you're listening. What's the number? 888-696-1003. If you're waiting in line right now, loser.
And don't let me forget, because we need to talk about Black Friday. We'll discuss it later. On the other side of business, apparently Chipotle is not the only company that's serving food with doo-doo on it. We'll come back and give you we'll come back and give you the new one in 5 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning. Health investigators confirm a handful of cases of doo-doo have been linked back to chicken salad sold at Costco.
Yeah.
Cases have turned up in 4 western states, Colorado, Montana, Utah, and Washington. You like the taste of crap? Eat this. By the way, as we move into the outfield, there was something happening. Everybody listen carefully. There was something happening during Gray's report on the movies out this weekend. If you can tell me what was happening behind the scenes during Gray's report, I'll give you anything you want from the booty box. 888-696-1003.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
On the other side, we've got Outfield. This is Your Love on Mark in the Morning.
History. That happened, and we all let it happen.
Bev Bevan celebrates his 70th birthday today, and I believe I'm correct in saying that Bev and Jeff Lynne got together, and it was actually Bev's idea to make rock and roll music with an orchestra behind it.
There's actually a joke in the title, Electric Light Orchestra, because a light orchestra is an orchestra that plays, you know, more pithy classic rock stuff, you know, or classical music rather, Beethoven's Fifth and that kind of stuff. They play the hits. So an electric light is a different thing. So put them together. It's a joke. Electric Light Orchestra.
Bev says what comes to his mind when he hears Strange Magic is how it affected a couple of people he didn't even know.
It's a very pretty Jeff Lynne song, really. I remember what I thought was really, really nice was a couple from, I don't know where, I think Ohio or somewhere. Anyway, they sent us all these wedding photos and like a piece of wedding cake and stuff like that. And that was the piece of music that they had to walk up the aisle. It was Strange Magic. But I thought it's really nice that a song's going to affect their lives forever.
It was on this day back in 1964, the Zombies record Tell Her No. It soon becomes the English group's second American hit.
Me and Andy are dancing in here.
If she tells you with a charm,
tell her no, 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 no.
Love and marriage.
kids love and
happy birthday. Christina Applegate is 44 today.
How can I make you people understand? I mean, having a motorcycle is going to open up new vistas for me. Thing you can't do in a car. You can ride alone. You can ride in a group of other motorcycles. You can ride alone, but go to the place where the group of people rode their cycles. You can go to this place, and you can talk about motorcycles, and then you can get back on and go home.
John Larroquette of Night Court fame is 68 today. And Jumpin' Joe DiMaggio was born on this day in 1914. And it was on this day back in 1968, the Beatles' White Album is released in the U.S.
Take these broken wings.
All right, let's go to the phone. Something unique was happening during Gray Drake's report. First person to tell me what it was wins anything they want from the booty box. Randy from Lakewood, what do you think was happening?
You were helping your wife bring groceries in.
No, I did say that. This is something that I haven't yet mentioned. Anne from Marina Del Rey, what do you think was happening?
Schroeder Anne? Was playing piano.
No, thank you for calling. Scott from Encino, what was happening during Gray Drake's report?
Yeah, hey, Mark, I think you were caught on the radio delay, the 7-second delay.
No, not it. Mark from Downey, what was happening during Gray Drake's report?
Yeah, you and Linda were getting the ingredients ready for your sausage balls.
Last one, Mark from La Palma. What was happening during Gray Drake's report? Mark. He's listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm. Mark!
Mark!
Yes. On the radio.
What was happening during Gray Drake's report?
Oh, my God. All right, we're just...
Hello?
Is this Mark?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Mark. What was happening during Gray Drake's report before I kill you?
I don't know. I forgot.
I swear to God. You have a phone. He can actually dial it, but he can't speak the English language. Good God. No. In fact, Mikey, isolate during it. I'll just tell you what it was. And I turned up all the studio mics. Red was drinking water for 3 minutes. I'm surprised none of you heard it. But we'll get Gray's report and isolate it where Red was just slurping up some water.
Nice. I thought that was Gray. I kid.
Gray's thirsty today. On the other side of business, the president was giving out some awards, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And Barack Obama, when he chooses to be, can be damn funny. Mm. I'll show you how it is 5 minutes from now. This is Mark in the Morning. So the president was handing out the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Tuesday at the White House. First up, Steven Spielberg.
A Spielberg movie is still a Spielberg movie. Somebody's calling to see if they can book him for a deal right now. They want to make a pitch. So there's this really good-looking president. And
Barbara Streisand.
Born in Brooklyn to a middle-class Jewish family. I didn't know you were Jewish, Barbara.
And Willie Mays.
A few years ago, Willie rode with me on Air Force One. I told him then what I'll tell all of you now. It's because of giants like Willie that someone like me could even think about running for president.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grant.
Well, Big Bang Theory star Kelly
Cuoco
has split from her hubby and is now removing her matching tattoo that they got to commemorate their nuptials.
That lasted like a week.
Yeah. She's pretty cute, too.
Yeah. Do you like the short hair?
Okay. I'll do with it.
The San Luis Obispo metro area has been named the healthiest city in California. And here's what's trending in sports. The Clippers beat the Nuggets last night, 111-94. Hey, Mark, can I give a quick plug?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Well, a couple of videos of Chef Brian. Remember when we had Chef Brian on, how funny he was?
Yeah.
Well,
He
and I preparing turkey and Dr. Pepper pork roast are up on Mark in the Morning Facebook and markinthemorning.com. Check them out. They're actually pretty damn funny. And just in time for Thanksgiving. And I'm telling you, you are going to learn some hot, hot tools.
Could you imagine some barbecue turkey leftovers with some of his sauce?
Hell yeah. So go to markinthemorning.com and Mark in the Morning Facebook and watch our videos. They're funny. My hair looks good. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we're going to try food, Thanksgiving food that we all brought to the show, including Mark's sausage balls. But first, the Beatles. This is Mark in the Morning.
All right, now, here's what we're doing. We just kind of ran it around the room. What food did you enjoy as a kid and make it? Now, I was sitting several years back. I was just sitting around, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. My mother would make sausage balls every year, and I went and looked them up and have been making them every year, and my kids won't let a season go by without these sausage balls. Amy's on the phone making them upstairs right now. Andy, what'd you bring in?
Well, I was going to bring in my mom's stuffing or dressing, but instead, since Gina was doing the cornbread, I brought in a tofurkey. I'll be I'll be playing the part of the hippie today.
Wow!
So I've got a tofurkey brand because that has no GMOs in it, and I got a vegetarian gravy to go with it.
Ooh,
that is pretty fantastic.
Why does the tofurkey look like a softball that's been heated up?
It's a roast. Oh, and it's garnished with a marinade that includes sage dried with my dehydrator. From my own garden.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I know.
All right, so real quickly, Amy and I will guide you through the sausage balls. You're going to need a box of Bisquick, Jimmy Dean pork sausage.
Oh,
you can use any kind you want, but I like Jimmy Dean and hot.
It's sagey.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good.
Hot. And cheddar cheese.
Ooh.
Any kind of cheese you want, but cheddar, shredded cheddar cheese. It's equal parts Bisquick, sausage, and cheese, and you kind of meld them up. What do you do next, Amy?
Then you just mix it all together with your hands, and it's repulsive. And then you just roll them into balls, line them on a baking sheet, and put them in the oven at 350 for, you start out at like 12 minutes, but then you got to check them.
Yeah, they're going to turn to a golden brown, and you want to make these balls about the size of a quarter.
Because
you want them poppable. Yeah, you want them poppable. Where you can just put
those
there.
You
want
to be able to pop those balls right in your mouth.
Yeah. You make this and you go to a party or you're having a party. These are going to be gone in 5 minutes.
Oh,
Gina, what did you bring in?
Well, I was also going to do cornbread stuffing, but I didn't feel like it. So I made cornbread, just regular cornbread, but it has a secret ingredient. My mom's been doing it our entire life, which is what makes it so good. Two boxes of Jiffy corn muffin mix. All right, simple enough. Be a little dry, a little, a little bland. Two boxes of corn mix, one box of Jiffy yellow cake mix. So it's a little sweeter, a little fluffier, and then you put the eggs, the milk, water, pop that in the oven for about 20 minutes so it's golden brown.
Now, Amy and I were at the Burbank, Batman Burbank tour, and Amy's standing there, and a girl comes up and says, "Are you Amy?" And Amy said, yes. She is a fan of Amy's YouTube channel.
Oh.
How do people find...
That would embarrass me. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, which Amy had to, like, sign an autograph. How do people find your YouTube videos?
Just go to youtube.com/AmyLynnThompson. Just my name, and I'll pop right up.
Jackie, what did you bring in?
Jackie's not in there.
She's
preparing her tamales.
She brought in tamales.
Mikey, did you bring something?
Yeah, so my mom, for pretty much any holiday, makes this thing. It's called mandelbrot. American version is mandelbread. It's like a Jewish dessert, and it's chocolate chips, and it's the greatest freaking thing
it's
on the planet.
Flaky.
Yeah,
really
crunchy.
Good.
Oh, man, dude, it's so good.
Yeah. Oh, I also brought honey butter, so you can slather that all over it. Yeah.
All right, what we probably need to do is go ahead and start cutting everything up and get it on a plate so we can all sample.
All right, okay. BRB.
Now, coming up in 10 minutes, Andy has the true story of Thanksgiving. It's not Andy. It's Thanksgiving, the truth talking turkey to tell us that. That's in 10 minutes. So, Amy, thanks for coming on the radio.
No problemo, Dad.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
We'll come back with the sampling of this food right after this. It's 5 minutes away on Mark in the Morning. All right, so everybody brought in food, Andy's tofurkey, Jackie's tamales, Gina's cornbread, Mikey's dessert thing. We've dealt up the plates. I'm really interested in the tofurkey. Would everybody sample the tofurkey now?
We need a fork.
Yeah.
Rush forks in here, stat.
I'm going to go in with my hands.
Oh, here we go.
All right, ready?
Everybody eat the tofurkey.
This is my first tofurkey.
I was shocked at how it cut Ooh. Like actual turkey.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Does it taste like turkey?
Kinda.
Yeah.
And it has a good texture, which often doesn't happen with vegetarian
now,
stuff.
Now, there are crap brands of fake turkey, and tofurkey is the one you want to get because it's the one that's non-GMO, and it just tastes better than the others.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Stuffing in it, right? Mm-hmm. It has some stuff in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some rice and stuff, and nice gravy.
It's good texture, too, for tofu is really bad texture-wise. This is pretty good.
And you know what this is really good with? I'm making sandwiches the next day. Oh. Slice it, make sandwiches, a little mayo, this on some bread.
This isn't terrible at all.
I know. How about it, people?
Try Jackie's tamales.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Jackie, did you make these yourself?
You know I did.
Wait, is she on? She potted up?
Oh, no, sorry. All right. There you go, Jackie.
Yes, I made the tamales by myself after going to school, after work.
Oh, that's good.
I stood up till 2 in the morning.
Can you really mess up a tamale?
Oh, sweet baby crap.
Is it good?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I got to
throw this away. Mm-hmm.
What's in it, Jackie?
Masa and chicken or beef or cheese, corn stuff. All right, I didn't make them. All right, I got to tell you guys.
Oh, my God.
You have to, designate a day for that. I got
chicken, and it's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you didn't make them, Jackie?
No, man. I just really didn't have the time. It takes, 12 hours. But
all right, try Gina's cornbread.
Okay. I'm still eating tamales.
Oh.
Now, Gina, did you make the cornbread?
I sure did.
This is glazed on the top with honey butter?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, crap, Gina.
Yay.
That's pretty good.
And the super secret ingredient is adding one box of yellow cake mix.
Oh.
It's so good. And you put extra butter.
I'm doing it with the tofurkey.
No, pretty good, don't ruin the tofurkey. I mean, the tofurkey.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm really intrigued on Mikey's dessert. What's it called, Mikey?
Okay, it's called it's called Mandelbrot or Mandelbread. My mom makes it. She's the only one who can make it this way. Her friends try to make it this way, and it doesn't work out right. She's the only one who can make it this way.
It looks like a biscotti almost.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Jewish biscotti.
And it's a secret recipe.
All right. Would you will not post.
Mm-mm. If you just joined us, we're eating Jew food now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. That's chocolatey.
Mm-hmm.
But not too sweet.
No. Mm.
This is the first Jew dessert that I've tasted that I really like.
We make good desserts.
It actually has some flavor, and it's good, and has some little nuts and chocolates. I like that. Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the Eagles, we're going to hear the true story behind Thanksgiving with the mascot, Thanksgiving, the truth-talking turkey. That's after In the City, Eagles, on Mark in the Morning. So on this, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, it is the most traveled day of the year. It is the perfect time to hear the true story of Thanksgiving with the official mascot of Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, the truth-talking turkey. Welcome in, Thanksgiving.
Thanks, everybody. Welcome to Turkey Day Talk. I'm Thanksgiving, the truth-talking turkey. Gather around, kids. Get around the wireless. Get prepared to hear what really happened on Thanksgiving Day. You know the story of Thanksgiving, right? The pilgrims sail the Mayflower to Plymouth Rock to escape religious persecution in England. With the help of a friendly Indian squanto, the pilgrims learn to grow crops and survive in the New World.
You call it corn. We called it maize. We knew all about the goodness of maize, corn, before America was America.
And they all sat down to a hoard of plenty and ate turkey, right? No. Early 1620, the Wampanoag Native people live in Massachusetts, and they see these belt-buckle hat mofos wash up on shore and come close to dying of starvation in the nasty winters. So they step in and help the pilgrims survive. The Wampanoag help them gather wild birds, deer, and shellfish, and they do, in fact, sit down to a meal together. But how do the English pay them back for this kindness? They sign a treaty with the Wampanoag to peacefully coexist while the pilgrims slaughter the surrounding tribes, burning entire villages to the ground while the men, women, and babies lie sleeping. Gobble, gobble!
When the Wampanoags start to distrust the pilgrims, the English take all their weapons and subjugate them. Oh, and they gave them smallpox. Oh. Happy Thanksgiving. When the Wampanoag pilgrims declare war, the overmatched natives are decimated. The chief's son is dismembered, beheaded, and his head is impaled on a spear in Plymouth. The chief's grandson is sent to the Caribbean as a slave along with members of the other neighboring tribes. Let's all give thanks. And this is a great time to pause for all 23 times John Wayne says Pilgrim and the man who shot Liberty Valance.
Think you can make it, Pilgrim?
Pilgrim, you're going to need a couple of stitches.
Oh, take her easy there, Pilgrim.
Well, don't fret about that, Pilgrim.
Like I say, Pilgrim.
Well, Pilgrim, you're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim. Well, take some advice, Pilgrim.
Oh, Pilgrim, hold it.
Well, thanks for saving my life, Pilgrim.
Well, cool off, Pilgrim.
He sure will, but not after me. After you, Pilgrim. That's it, Pilgrim.
Oh, good luck, Pilgrim. But election day, Pilgrim.
Step down, Pilgrim.
Pilgrim.
Pilgrim!
Hey, Pilgrim.
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 What is it now, Pilgrim? Think back, Pilgrim.
Now let's get back into it. I'm Thanksgiving, the true talking turkey with the truth about Thanksgiving. After their big win in the war, the pilgrims declare a day of Thanksgiving. To celebrate, English colonists kick the heads of dead indigenous people around like soccer balls. Hey, save the wishbone for me. As the years go by, native peoples in America are systematically betrayed by European settlers. English trade smallpox-infected blankets for beads with the indigenous tribes. Hey, that's germ warfare. Pass the gravy. Colonists drive the Native Americans out of their homelands again and again, either shipping them overseas as slaves, killing them by disease, hunting them with bounties, or just shooting them outright. They're driven onto prison camps. We call them reservations. Who wants seconds? As a result, centuries of cultural subjugation, Native tribes have staggering rates of depression and other mental health problems, suicide, and accidental death due to drugs and alcohol. Did you keep their fork? There's pie! And finally, the Thanksgiving myth has endured 400 years to breed ignorance, encourage bigotry, and silence a once proud, marginalized indigenous people who desperately need to share their heritage in order to heal from this unforgivable transgression. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone!
Wow. Thanksgiving, the truth talking turkey. Really good to see you, Thanksgiving.
He's so knowledgeable.
Happy.
I was entertained early on by Thanksgiving having trouble pronouncing the name of the tribe.
Wampanoag. It's hard to say that when you shut off your nose. Wampanoag. Wampanoag.
Oh, God. Okay. Now, hopefully you were listening at 7 because we gave out the birthday party password. If you didn't hear it, don't even answer the phone. No, dude, I want to make fun of you. All right. Are we ready, people? Does anybody have the script?
Yes.
We pause. Oh, coming up shortly, I've got the Thanksgiving Roundup. 4 stories all about Thanksgiving. And now I don't want to do it after hearing that true story. Okay, we pause for station identification. This is Mark in the Morning. Want to come to my 60th birthday party at Disneyland Resort on December the 8th? Of course you do, because the holidays really sparkle during Disneyland Resort's Diamond Celebration. You get to enjoy both parks all day, and then, when everybody else leaves, we crank up the party. Danny Flyin' Tinkerbell, the official Mark in the Morning helicopter, with the envelope containing the phone number we're about to call.
She's not working.
She's a little worse for wear. Well, if you've given us your phone number on markinthemorning.com, we may be calling you. I told everybody the password at 7 o'clock, so let's find out if you were listening.
Hey, I have a line in today's 8 a.m. script. That's 2 days in a row. Whoever writes this is brilliant.
Jackie, who are we calling?
We're calling someone in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Okay. All right, is it ringing?
Not yet. Hang on. Okay. Ringing.
Hopefully you heard the password, which I have forgotten.
Yeah,
by the way.
Too.
I know.
Oh, I just remembered.
All right, still ringing.
You know, you go to the trouble of signing up.
Hi, may I speak to Connie?
Hi, Connie. It's Jackie calling from Mark in the Morning. Can I put you on the radio?
What's your name?
Connie.
Connie, can I put you on the radio? Okay. Okay. All right, here she goes.
Hi, Connie.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this. I'm on the floor in a bunch of magazines.
What?
Like, why are you on the floor in a bunch of magazines?
I'm a merchandiser, and I'm working. I'm trying to get done before everybody gets in the grocery stores.
Ah.
All right.
Ah.
So, Connie, how old are you?
I'm younger than you are.
Are you married with kids?
I'm married. I have one son.
Okay. Were you listening to the show this morning at 7?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was.
Can you then tell me the super secret birthday party password?
Yes, I can. It's lounge.
That is correct. Well done.
Oh, my God.
How old is your son?
He's 32. He'll be 33. But nice. He hasn't been to Disneyland since he was 7. And aww. Oh, my God, he's going now.
Wait, you say you're younger than me. Did you have your son when you were 9?
Yeah, pretty close to it. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you and your son and whoever else you want to bring are going to join us on December the 8th at the Disneyland 60th birthday party for me.
Oh, my God. I just cannot believe it. I am, like, I'm shaking.
Well, what grocery store do you work for?
I don't work for a grocery store. I work for a merchandising company.
Oh.
So she goes into different stores and arranges things as such.
Yes, basically that's it.
Oh, you're the person standing in the aisle blocking my way while you're putting stuff up, right?
Exactly, but I usually either give somebody a pat on the back or try to pass a little joke so I can get my work done and get out of their hair.
No, Connie's the one that when you see her working, you go, excuse me, can I ask you where the fruit cocktail is? They go,
That's exactly it.
I don't work here.
Well, Connie, congratulations. We'll see you on December the 8th.
Oh, my God, I am so excited.
We are, too.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay.
All our Mark in the Morning listeners are eligible anywhere in California. We'll call somebody else around 11. More calls after 2, 5, and 7 p.m. today. Next super secret password is Monday at 7 on Mark in the Morning. On the other side of Bruce Springsteen, we've got Todd, and Todd is going to play some trivia for Clippers tickets. If you want that, dial right now, 888-696-1003. This is 10th Avenue Freeze Out, The Boss on Mark in the Morning.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Todd Donahoe Sports is brought to you by our friends at Frontier Toyota. Todd, is Johnny Manziel the dumbest idiot that walks the earth?
Let's put it this way, Mark. Johnny Manziel, 1 week after winning the starting quarterback job with the Cleveland Browns, has lost his starting quarterback job because he was doing too much partying at the lounge. I'm trying to get the password in there. The lounge. Okay. So, I mean, you know, here's the deal now. Okay. I mean, look, football players have partied in the past, but modern day football players, there's a thing called social media and cell phones. Mm. If you go out, you will be photographed no matter what.
No.
And if you're Johnny Manziel and you've been told, stay away from the lounge, then you're just a fool.
It's so true. And you know what? If your employer says, I'm going to give you one more chance, don't do this, and you do it anyway, you're an idiot. But it's a good point. Would Paul Hornung have survived in this day and age with social media?
Max McGee was hung over for the first Super Bowl. He was doing too much partying at the lounge, you know what I mean, the night before Super Bowl went. So anyway, it's going to be Josh McCown now being the quarterback. You know, we're not going to see Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, that great duo, going at it this weekend. Manning is out for now 2 more weeks. He's in a walking cast, partially torn plantar fascia, so Brock Osweiler will be the starting quarterback for New England. And this is, boy, this is a sad story. Tragic. Rams wide receiver Stedman Bailey, right now he's serving a 4-game suspension for NFL performance-enhancing drugs. So while on his week off, he was sitting in a car in Miami Gardens, Florida, and was shot twice in the head. In the car, he was sitting in the car. The driver was also shot. There were kids in the car. They were shielding the kids, but he's in critical but stable condition, and they expect to have surgery done there. Okay, now to college football. You know, it's rivalry weekend in college football. This is the big weekend, all the big rivals, and I'm going to pick six games with one method, okay? One method. By the way, I'm 18-18 on this season. But I've always told you this, Mark, on rivalry weekend, take the underdog and the points. So that's what I'm going to do in all six games. Here they are. We'll see how this method works out when we come back on Monday. But Ohio State, 2-point underdog to Michigan, I take Ohio State. UCLA, 3-point underdog to USC, I take UCLA. By the way, the winner of that game wins the Pac-12 South. Auburn, 13.5-point underdog Alabama, I'm taking Auburn. Mississippi State, 1-point underdog to Ole Miss, I'm taking Mississippi State. Oklahoma State, 4-point underdog to Oklahoma, I'm taking Oklahoma State. And Florida, 2-point underdog to Florida State, I'm taking Florida. So there you go. Oh, you know, by the way, we didn't mention it, but Derek and Bindi did win Dancing with the Stars last night.
Yes.
I move on to a little bit of hockey. The Ducks, 5-3 winners over Calgary. College basketball. Hey, go ahead and say it, Gina. It's Rock Chalk Jayhawk, right?
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Yeah, Kansas beat UCLA. Yeah, Kansas Woo! Beat UCLA 92-73 in the Maui Invitation. So there you go. Oh, boy. Boy, did I open a can of worms. And we'll finish up with some NBA because, of course, we're going to give away some Clipper tickets here. But the Lakers last night lost to Golden State 111-77. Mark, I heard you mention earlier that's a record 16-0 now that Golden State is. But the Lakers lost by 34 points last night. They were down by 19 in the first quarter. I mean, it could have been worse. And Kobe last night scored 4 points on 1-for-14 shooting, his worst shooting night of his career. I mean, this is it's sad. The Lakers are 2-12. Okay, the Lakers are 2-12. And the Clippers won last night, 111-94 over Denver. Six players for the Clippers in double figures. They had 24 assists. They win that game. They're now 7-7 on the season. And so now let's play a little stump the commissioner for some Clipper tickets. Now, Mark, these are for tickets for the December 5th game. Clippers hosting Orlando. But I also want to mention this, okay? They've got a Black Friday sale going on right now at Clippers/BlackFriday.com. It starts tonight after tonight's game and goes through November 30th, which, of course, would be Monday. So hop online and the sale, listen to this, no sales tax, no service fee. So here we go. Right, let's play Stump the Commissioner.
All right, well, we'll do it in a minute because I'm behind now. Everybody on the phone, stay where you are. In 5 minutes, Todd will ask you a trivia question. If you're the first to answer it, you win the tickets. That is in 5 minutes.
Also, speaking of Black Friday sales, Frontier Toyota, huge Black Friday sales, not only Friday, but all this weekend. Go up to Valencia, check them out, FrontierToyota.com, Black Friday.
Stump the commissioner in 5 minutes on Mark in the Morning. And now, Todd Donahoe will play Stump the Commissioner, a pair of tickets to see the Clippers December the 5th hangs in the balance. We've got Dennis from El Segundo, Todd.
All right, Dennis, here we go. Remember, there was the ABA-NBA merger back in the mid-70s. Name one of the four ABA teams that merged with the NBA.
The Nets.
Four teams. The Nets. You are correct. Woo! Very good. You have won. That's right. Very good.
Nice. Also the, right also out of the gate.
Also the Nuggets, the Spurs, and the Pacers. And the Nets. So congratulations.
I love that red, white, and blue ball.
Oh, that was the best thing about the old ABA. I know. It sure was. So congratulations. You won tickets to the Clippers-Orlando game December 5th. And don't forget, head online, Clippers/Friday.com, BlackFriday.com. No sales tax, no service fee. Get some good tickets between now and November 30th.
Nice. And Todd, what is Thanksgiving for you?
Paula and our son Scott is coming back from Oakland, and our son Jeff from Kansas City will all be over here. So it'll be the four of us here for Christmas, and we look forward to it. Aww. And it's just a kind of a traditional Thanksgiving family and turkey and all this stuff. And because it's all boys, we watch lots of football. So that's
and
it.
Then, of course, on Sunday.
Sunday, Paul and I be knocking boots, baby, always. it is the first Sunday of Advent, okay?
So that's right. You got to be sure and celebrate that. There Todd, have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
You guys do. Bye-bye.
On the other side of David Bowie, I've got the Thanksgiving Roundup. Four, count them, four stories about Thanksgiving. You will be satisfied. We have an extra pair of tickets to see the Clippers December 5th. Oh. The 20th caller gets it. 888-696-1003.
Hey. Hey, sweetie.
Hey, Laurie.
Hi.
Hi. What do you got
there? Turkey burgers.
Oh, turkey burgers. Are we having homosexuals over for dinner tonight?
Little Family Guy for you.
Thanksgiving. No, that was from
Ted.
That
was Ted.
Yeah. Oh, well, close enough. It's the same voice.
Yeah, same guy.
All right, here's our Thanksgiving roundup. We have got story. This is four. Story number one. Move over, turducken. There's a new stuffed hybrid food creation. It's pie cakin'. A pie stuffed into a cake. Picture a pumpkin pie inside of a chocolate fudge cake.
Okay, wait. That sounds amazing, but can I tell you that's already been created? There's a man named Charles Phoenix, who's like a big icon here about, you know, California history, and he created the Chirpumple Pie, and it's cherry inside a pumpkin inside an apple. So eat that. Mm. Literally, eat it.
I have to say, one side note, anything, any word, turducken, any piece of food that has turd in the name is not a good idea.
Avoid it.
Story number two. If you buy the research, the average American potentially scarfs down 4,500 calories during a typical Thanksgiving meal.
That's like 3 days worth of food.
That's a lot.
And you know what? I'm not that guy. I mean, obviously, I'm going to eat the turkey and the ham and the whatever, the mashed potato. I'm going to eat that. But I don't go back for a second. I don't sit there and I just eat a plate.
Really?
And, yeah. And that's,
you're on the scotch after that?
Dude, the scotch starts in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just continue it.
Oh, God.
Story number three. Did you know that 1/3 of engagements happen between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve? Jewelry retailers and people in the wedding business have actually doubled it. Oh, I'm sorry. They've dubbed it engagement season.
Wow.
And story number four, and finally, Black Friday is Plumber's Day. Black Friday is the busiest day for shopping, but it's also the busiest day of the year for plumbers.
Gross.
According to Roto-Rooter.
Stop, better throw.
According to Roto-Rooter, kitchen drains, garbage disposals, and yes, toilets need cleaning out the day after Thanksgiving more than any other day of the year.
Please stop.
All right, we'll slice off business. Coming up in 10 minutes, John Ireland will be with us. He's going to be talking about USC, UCLA, and what the hell is wrong with the Lakers. And we have a turkey race in the hallway today. We'll have Danny fully explain about the whole thing. And on the other side, a lady tried to kill her husband by poisoning his drink, and I love the last part of it. It is my very favorite part of it because she didn't act alone. I'll give you details in 5 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning.
Killing me softly with his song.
A British woman tried to kill her husband by poisoning his Christmas drink with antifreeze has been caught after making a spelling mistake. Following family arguments, 55-year-old Jacqueline Patrick tried to kill her husband, Douglas, age 70. This October, and previously she tried it on Christmas Day 2013, she spiked his cherry Lambrini with antifreeze. Apparently, when the London Ambulance Service showed up, she handed a note to the paramedics claiming her husband wrote it. The forged note showed a misspelling of the word dignity as dignerty.
Mm-hmm.
When police later asked her to write the word, she made the same spelling mistake. The couple's daughter, Catherine, 21, was sentenced to 3 years in jail after admitting to inciting her mother to poison her father.
God.
My guess is this guy's a two.
Yeah.
Jacqueline pled guilty to 2 counts of attempted murder.
And we're asking people on the street today, are you stupid?
By the way, this song in the background, this Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly.
Yeah.
Do you know what this song was written about? Little trivia question.
What?
No.
She went to see Don McLean doing this.
A long, long time
at the
ago.
Troubadour and Starry, Starry Night, Vincent and so forth. At the Troubadour, and she saw it and she said... She went home and wrote this song about it.
Wow.
Killing Me Softly with this song.
I thought you meant specifically because that song was 18 minutes long.
Yeah. And it made her want to kill herself?
Yeah.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grant.
Well, 14-year-old Lucas Etter has earned a new record by solving a Rubik's Cube in 4.9 seconds at the Rubik's Cube Speed Cuber event. That's a thing.
In how many seconds?
4.9.
What?
Yep. Smarty. Pants.
Wow.
Yeah. A sparkly and ridiculous trend has taken over the internet. Men with thick facial hair, Josh, listen, are covering their face in glitter and taking pictures with the hashtag glitterbeard. And here's what's trending in sports. The very attractive rowing team from the University of Warwick in England has released pictures from their annual calendar where they pose nude. The calendars raise money to fight against homophobia in sports through Sport Allies and to fund their own rowing club. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, a Turkey Olympics. But first, this song. I forgot to ask.
It's
I'm
you
sorry.
Too.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
God bless you.
This is Mark in the Morning.
Oh, yeah. A South Carolina man ended up with a fat lip after he got smacked down for telling a stripper she had a fat butt, even though she only weighed 115 pounds. Kyle Yeomans told cops that he was sitting in the audience at a gentleman's club when one of the dancers began annoying him by trying to strike up a conversation. So he suggested she might go to the gym to get rid of her muffin top.
Oh, no.
Mm.
The young woman, whose name was not released, didn't take kindly to the advice and slapped him. You slapped him, take it and like it. At which point, the bouncers tossed him from the joint.
Good.
They are going to look for him and pursue him with the cops.
Yeah, it's like you're at a strip club, so if you don't want to be talked to, you should probably, pay a professional a little extra so she doesn't talk to you. Otherwise, don't insult her.
Oh, a lap dance? No, I just came here to listen to some Motley Crue and have some $9 Pepsis.
And aren't these women coming over? They're simply trying to sell you champagne.
Hey, you tipping, hon?
Hey,
no, they're
how
not.
Are you?
They're not
you
trying to sell champagne.
Day? I'm Topaz.
You tipping, hon?
Well, as soon as Jackie gets off the phone, we'll talk to John Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Of course, this weekend is the USC-UCLA game. And who has the edge on this one? Do we know? I haven't seen the lines.
I haven't seen it. You want to look it up for me?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
He's talking about the odds on UCLA, USC.
John Ireland joins us. Good morning, John.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Really good. So now John does the play-by-play on the radio for the Lakers. And before we go to the USC-UCLA game, John, what is up with the Lakers?
They're really, really, really bad.
Hear that, Danny?
Well, I mean, I don't follow college or I don't follow basketball per se, but I'm hearing Kobe is just not himself. Is there anything positive on this team?
Well, let me think. they have a really good TV deal that. Unlike the Dodgers, most people can see the games. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is the way they've been playing lately, you wouldn't want to see the games. You're missing nothing, Mark, by not following basketball. The Lakers are maybe the worst they've ever been, and the Clippers, who are supposed to be good, stink.
Don't hold back.
All right, well, John, let's take a minute and talk about the USC-UCLA. You know, you graduated from UCLA.
Yes, I am a proud 1985 graduate of UCLA, and the thing I feel bad about, Mark, is that, this is becoming an annual event. UCLA has defeated USC 3 years in a row, and USC people are so pompous that they automatically assume that the reason UCLA beats them is because their own coach doesn't know what he's doing. So they are rolling out the fourth coach in 4 years that we're going to get fired. Three years ago, they had Lane Kiffin. We beat him, so they fired him. Then they brought in Ed Orgeron, and we beat him, and they said, well, we can't have a coach that can't beat UCLA, so then they fired him. And then last year, they had Sark, and then, Sark had all his problems, so they fired him. And now they're bringing in Clay Helton, who seems like a perfectly nice guy. I wish no will on Clay Helton. But Mark, this guy's as good as fired. If you're looking for a house, call Clay Helton today and put in an offer, and you're going to walk away with it. Because this guy's out of here.
Now, John, as far as the line, who has the edge in this game?
I got back from San Francisco last night, where the Lakers were basically a sacrificial lamb for the Warriors, who are the opposite of Lakers this year, a really, really good team. I haven't looked. The last time I saw it was USC by 3, which is normally they give the home team 3 points automatically just because you're at home, which means the game is pretty much even. Now, the line may have moved a little bit either way, but
it looks like Trojans are a 3.5-point favorite.
So there you go, moved half a point. So,
now, John, has your phenom freshman quarterback for UCLA, has he continued to soar, or did he fall off a little bit?
No, he's been fantastic. He's been the best quarterback that we've had since Troy Aikman.
Wow.
And he's worth watching. He is the real deal. And you should watch him now, because as soon as he's old enough, he's going to the NFL. If you talk to NFL scouts, they just love him. And he's thrown, he has the longest streak in, and I'm going to jinx him by bringing this up, but he has the longest streak in college football without throwing an interception. He's thrown like 130 passes in a row throwing an interception. Wow. And the one thing about Josh Rosen, who's the name of the kid we're talking about, is I think UCLA should immediately reverse their decision. There was a picture that showed up of Rosen 5 or 6 weeks ago. He put an inflatable jacuzzi in his dorm room.
Good for him.
And he was having girls over there in the dorm room, in the jacuzzi, and then he was taking pictures and putting them on Facebook.
As well he should. And
right. Which, now tell me, guys, does that not reek of 2015? Every kid who is the big man on campus should have an inflatable jacuzzi. And UCLA apparently said, no, if the thing breaks, you're going to flood the dorm room floor. It's against dorm rules. I say if you throw 128 passes without an interception, you should get an inflatable jacuzzi. Give the kid his jacuzzi back.
John, I am so deeply entertained by you. You are hysterical, and you are welcome on this program anytime you have anything you need to promote.
Well, Mark, like I told you the last time, the city is a better place with you back on the radio. So I'm happy to come on anytime you need me, and I'm hoping you'll need me soon, because it will mean that the Lakers have done something, anything, to lift the spirits of this city. Because Kobe was 1-for-14 last night, and I swear to God, Mark, if you and I went into an NBA, I'm going to Portland tomorrow. If you and I went into that NBA game in Portland on Saturday night, you and I could go 1-for-14, and we don't make $25 million a year. So we got to get this thing together, man. It's getting bad.
This is John Ireland. He does the play-by-play on the radio for the Lakers. John, thank you for joining us. Have a great Thanksgiving. Where are you doing your turkey?
We're doing it here. I live in the South Bay, and everyone who claims to have ever met me is showing up at my house, which should be interesting, because then, like the slouch of a husband I am, I'm leaving to go to Portland the next day and sticking my wife with the cleanup. I better be coming back from Portland. They call it the Rose City. I better come back with like 300 roses, or I'll be sleeping at your house, Mark, next week.
Hey, John, don't forget to check out the Manhattan Beach Pier. It's all lit up, all pretty right now.
Well, yeah, not only that, and the other thing is, in December, I think this year it's on the 13th, they close all of downtown Manhattan Beach, and I fully admit that it is a very snobby 1% community that I live in, but I love it. And they they close the streets of downtown Manhattan Beach and shoot fireworks off the end of the pier, which Mark used to
John,
do
you're not
and
supposed...
get arrested for, and now they do it for free so everybody can see it, so it's kind of cool.
John, you're not supposed to tell people that all the riffraff will come.
Well, you know, they don't they still have the California Highway Patrol checking IDs that they get off the freeway?
John, have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy your trip to Portland.
You guys have a great turkey day. Thanks you for having too. Me on.
Talk to you soon. Coming up, the great turkey race. Danny is going to tell us all about that on the other side. 5 minutes away, this is Mark in the Morning. All right, now, in just a minute, we're going to have the Turkey Olympics, the Great Turkey Race 2015. Basically, we have Matt, who works here at The Sound, and Josh, who you all know. These boys are going to go head-to-head. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Good morning.
Is everybody ready for competition?
I've never been more ready in my life. match.
So, Danny, tell us exactly what's going to happen.
So, the turkey race is about a 50-foot turkey trot. Our contestants will be rolling 13-pound turkeys down the hallway. They have their separate lanes. They're going to have some obstacles to go through. They're going to have to crash through the wall of CD death.
Danny made a gigantic wall of CDs that they have to crash the turkeys through.
And it's the, no, Gina, it's the wall of CD death.
Sorry.
And on the final turn over there, they're going to have to go through chairs, roll their turkeys through chairs, then lift their 13-pound turkeys and place them on the records you see on the table right there. The first person that has their turkey on the record is the winner.
Now, can I just be clear about something? You're not picking these turkeys up and chucking them. They have to stay on the ground, and you have to continuously roll them.
And these are regulation-sized turkeys?
They are regulation turkeys. They are still frozen.
Pumped full of hormones. They're good to go.
Wait, you didn't take my Perry Como's greatest hits and put it over there, did you?
Yeah, I did.
No! You can't put the turkeys on Perry Como's greatest hits.
Well, all right. So you boys get ready. I'm going to play a song, but first, one of our biggest fans is having a birthday today. Her name is Susie Fiala. And the birthday chicken is up to her elbows in macaroni and cheese casserole. Uh-huh. So, but I found a recording of the birthday chicken, and I'm just going to throw it out myself.
All right, let's have it.
All right. This is for Susie.
Buck, 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 buck.
Dear Susie.
Nice.
All right, on the other side of AC/DC, it is the Great Turkey Olympics 2015. Josh and Matt, go at it. But now, AC/DC on Mark in the Morning.
Let's have a big bash and get that
turkey, and potatoes, and the gravy, and the broccoli, and the streaky.
This is the worst Thanksgiving ever.
What a bowl of turkey.
Real cranberries?
That's disgusting. Those things grow in a bar.
Who knew the pilgrims liked football so much?
Cranberries and the biscuits in the bucket pie!
And now, we turn things over to the legendary play-by-play.
Win this hustle in.
Sorry, I spit on the screen. We now bring in the legendary play-by-play of Miss Gina Grant.
Thank you very much, Mark. So great to be here on this Thanksgiving Eve. This is all being periscoped right now, by the way. Go to Mark in the Morn. Mark in the Morn, Periscope, and Twitter. We have our competitors ready to go. Matt Harris in his, what do we call that? The number one lane. Josh Fleeger in the number two lane. Both turkeys on the starting line. They're going to have to come through, crash through the wall of death, keep rolling, try to avoid the camera that's on the floor, roll through the chairs, and place their prospective turkeys on the Doris Day Greatest Hits album and the Perry Como's Golden Records album.
Gina, what would you say the keys to victory are here today?
You know, I think it's going to be persistence. I don't think they know this, but you can get quite winded rolling these frozen turkeys down the hallway. So, I have the horn. Mark, let me know when you are ready for me to blow.
Ready when you are. I'm watching it on Periscope.
On your mark, get set. Matt came down crashing through the wall of death first. He is more sliding his turkey than rolling
it.
He's
out of his lane.
Josh and
ball!
Whoa!
Ball!
I didn't even have to do the play.
I'm protesting with air at 1.10 underneath that turkey left the carpet.
Wait, I think the turkey was on performance enhancing drugs. Oh, man.
Does either one of them have on headphones?
Yeah, they're putting them on right now. Matt is winded. He's puffing up his chest. He's screaming butterball bitches at everyone. Josh is pissed. I think we're going to have to go back to the tape to see if there was any cheating.
There was definitely an inch of air underneath his turkey at one point in time. That's all I'm saying.
It was just like air hockey.
It's got to stay on the carpet. International turkey rolling rules state.
Hey,
the turkey must be in contact with
the carpet. Show me the paper.
Mark, if we go to the judges and Danny can work quickly, we could do it twice.
Well, get to it.
All right. Second,
you know what? I got a bum calf because I took a turkey breast off my calf yesterday. I'll do it again, but you know.
So you're admitting you were injured in the first round.
You're playing hurt. Playing hurt.
Peyton Manning right here.
You're looking and you still lost.
You're looking at turkey rolling Peyton Manning.
Well, by the way.
Marshall Lynch, mother.
If you haven't seen the video of yesterday with Cody crushing Thanksgiving, you will see that turkey breast fly off of Josh's leg. I thought you were going to go down to a knee.
Yeah.
I almost did.
Well, very funny. Josh, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Just staying home. Going to brine the turkey and cook it up tomorrow.
Nice. You and the wife or some friends coming
over?
Nope,
just the me, my wife, and the kid.
Oh, intimate.
You just said brine. Yeah. You're going to brine it.
I'm brining it tonight.
Hey, nice. Real quick, Mark, remember how we had everyone go and text to see if they thought stores should be closed on Thanksgiving or not?
Yeah.
Would you like to know the results?
I would love to know. Wait, let's hang on.
All right.
I'm going to say I feel bad for the people that have to work, the ones that don't, and they've got to. I feel bad for them, but as a consumer, I don't want to sit around the house. I like having somewhere to go. Mm. So that would have been my vote.
Yeah, well, your family appreciates that, by the way.
You go to the movies, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
To go shopping. Well, it could be one day a year.
This was a landslide win. 94% of our hundreds and hundreds of texters that texted, should stores be open on Thanksgiving? 94% said they should be closed.
Wow.
Heavens.
Yeah. So stay home, everybody.
Hey, Mark. I was wondering if you had any balls that you could put in your mouth.
You know, we left them in too long. The first batch burned.
You burnt your balls?
You burnt your balls.
Yeah, I got to do it again.
There's nothing worse than burnt balls.
Which means I got to go to the grocery store again. On the other side of this, we have us a nice round of Mike TV. I have a story about the Thompson Christmas card that finally has gotten done. Ooh. And Gray Drake will tell us the latest that is happening in the world of movies, new movies that are out this weekend. Remain where you are. We pause for station identification. This is Mark in the Morning.
Congratulations, Matt!
Let us find out what is trending here. Gina Grant!
Well, soap star David Canary passed away over the weekend. The 77-year-old actor played twins Stuart and Adam Chandler on the iconic All My Children. He will be missed. A new study shows that the top five most dangerous places to get your Black Friday on with those crazy doorbusters: Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, and Missouri. Yeah! And spoiler alert, if you don't want to know who won Dancing with the Stars, hit mute for a hot second, because the late Steve Irwin's daughter, Bindi Irwin, has taken the Dancing with the Stars crown. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Don Henley.
That is going to wrap it for us. This is a nice, long Thanksgiving weekend we got to look forward to. But Andy will share with us what's happening at the 10 at 10, because we can't find Joe.
The Sound Stead at 10 is supported by Trader Joe's.
With help from Trader Joe's, you can make great meals in minutes without breaking the bank. Find the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood today on the 10 at 10. The bird is the word. Everybody talks about the bird. I said a bird, bird, bird. A bird is the word. I said a bird, bird, bird. A bird is the word. Don't you know about the bird? Everybody knows about the bird. I said a bird, bird, bird. A bird is the word. I said a bird, bird, bird.
So next week, the very funny John O'Hurley. We had him on the other day for the dog show.
Oh, he was great.
He was hysterical. He'll be in the room. Michael Palin from Monty Python's thing. He's one of the original.
We are the knights that say, icky, 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 patang, soup, poing.
And the Disney ticket giveaway continues at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. That is going to wrap it for us. All of you, please be careful this holiday, but have a wonderful holiday, a great break. Embrace and enjoy your family, and hopefully return to us on Monday.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.